President. And I would also like to extend my gratitude to the two coordinators, Lebanon and Germany, for all the extensive work they conducted throughout this year. Mr. President, for Italy, international cooperation and assistance under the CCM is more than a legal obligation. It is a long-standing commitment as part of our extensive and comprehensive approach. A dedicated trust fund for humanitarian demining was set up in Italy in 2001, allowing the allocation of resources to mine action projects relating to cluster munitions, anti-personnel landmines, and explosive remnants of war for a total of more than 70 million euros. Over the last year, these funds allowed us to confirm our commitment to humanitarian demining in countries where we were already present, among others Afghanistan, Somalia, and Mali, as well as to carry out activities in newly identified areas of interventions, such as Sudan and Niger. Our projects have a holistic approach, including clearance, risk education, and assistance to victims, paying particular attention to the socio-economic dimensions of mine action. The Genevan International Center for Humanitarian Demining has been a long-standing partner of Italy for the implementation of activities related to explosive ordnance risk education, the strengthening of the Convention Implementation Support Unit, and more broadly, humanitarian demining with a special focus on sustainable development, gender, and diversity. Over the course of the last year, Italy supported the ICRC program for physical rehabilitation and social inclusion in Afghanistan, which operates through 7 centers in the country and that registers hundreds of patients each year. The program implements a policy of training and education of persons with disabilities in order to support their gradual reintegration in the social economic life of the country. We have also supported the same organization in Mali, Niger, Ethiopia, and Somalia in order to provide assistance and rehabilitation to vulnerable people. In recent years, we have also supported the work of UNMESS in Palestine, Syria, Iraq. Our funds contributed inter alia to the training of humanitarian operators and to risk education activities. Activities of clearance, training, and awareness raising through support of mass media were conducted in Iraq. Mr. President, in carrying out these activities, we strongly believe that international assistance should not be limited to financial support, but should also include, to the extent possible, the sharing of experience, knowledge, and practical know-how. In this context, we commend the work of the Italian Armed Forces operating abroad in clearance of improvised explosive devices and explosive ordnance disposals. Our collaboration with several actors in the implementation of their integrated mine action programs also shows the Italian commitment for multilateralism. Such partnerships at all levels with the UN, other international and regional organizations, civil society, and survivors' organizations are an effective way to fully implement the Convention, maximizing the contribution and impact of all the available expertise and knowledge. Finally, yet importantly, the work of the ISU of the CCM is equally crucial to assist states parties and to promote universalization of the Convention. We therefore stand ready to renew our financial support to the unit. Italy is willing to contribute to all such efforts geared towards enhancing the effectiveness of international assistance through greater coordination among all relevant stakeholders at all levels, from multilateral to local. Thank you, Mr. President.